Sporting events are home to all kinds of entertainment. The game itself, contests, music, and performances. Cheerleaders or dance teams come on to keep the hype going on during breaks. And they're not the only ones.
She will light them on fire.
Yeah.
Add baton twirling. Julia Arciola wows the crowd at Carolina basketball, football, and any other sporting game she can attend. In the Smith Center, you can catch her coming in for a timeout, cleanly catching three batons before she throws them up again. Arciola has been twirling since she was 5. What started as a way for her parents to entertain her led her to 3 titles at the U.S. National Championships. And she's represented Team USA 5 times at the World Championships. But her biggest goal was twirling in college.
College twirling is almost a, like a pinnacle in every little twirler's mind.
Arciola is the featured twirler at UNC, the last one having been in 2020. It's also a position that's not easily filled, for 2 main reasons, performance and demand.
Nobody auditioned that I felt was capable of performing at a high level all the time.
That's Jeff Fuchs, UNC band director. Arciola's addition to the band has been easy. She's so advanced that she doesn't require a coach. If Fuchs tells her that during a performance he wants her here, here, and here, she'll be there, all while choreographing her own routines. Also, there aren't a lot of people interested in the position. Lauren Noggle of the Flourish Baton Club says that North Carolina isn't what you would call a twirling state, as some states in the Midwest are.
I feel like it used to be maybe in like the 70s and 80s. If we were performing in a parade, I'll hear, oh, I used to take classes.
Noggle is a former NC State twirler and the head of the Flourish Baton Club. She trains about 20 twirlers from across the state.
5, 6, 7, 8. Flourish.
Laura Squibb brought her daughter from Fayetteville to train. Ryan started twirling when she was 3, and it was something her mother and grandmother did in their youth. At 8 years old, she loves it.
My favorite thing about baton twirling is my mom used to take baton twirling when she was 5 years old.
Palmer Politic loves practicing with her team. Her mother, Melissa Politic, grew up in Ohio, where everyone twirled as a child.
It was something that you started in kindergarten, and everybody did it for a couple years. Anyone you talk to will tell you they did it for at least a year or 2.
But now, she can't even secure official twirling shoes for Palmer. They're so scarce and are regularly sold out online. Despite the small community, twirlers form lasting bonds through shared love for the sport. And that helps grow the sport, especially in a non-twirling state. Arciola is helping it grow, too.
People in the twirling world know her. We've started to get a lot more interest in really good twirlers.
I'm Sofia Basurto reporting.